It's Ryan with Rock 94.7. As I said yesterday, talking to Austin Mead, we are just hammering out interviews this week for tons of bands that you're going to hear on the Artist Spotlight next week. Today, we are catching up again with Russ of Etched in Embers. And Russ, you're down in Missouri. I feel like everybody I've been talking to this week is in Missouri. They're in Texas. They're down south. How you doing, bud? Good to talk to you again.
I'm doing all right, man. Sitting out here in the shade and some good 110 degree feels like weather. So forgive me if I pass out midway through this, but we'll tough her out. It's training. It's all training for these outdoor summer festivals. Missouri's kicking them out right now. We got some good bands that are making some waves. So I hope everybody's paying attention.
Yeah, I told you, man, there's so many. I don't know what it is about Missouri. I guess when I got into radio, I never realized how many bands I would eventually talk to down there from your state. Is it something in the Ozarks or what is it down there?
Well, I mean, I'm at Lake of the Ozarks is where I'm out of, but I mean, we are the only original hard rock band from this area because we're inundated with cover bands for the tourism aspect of it. We've got about 50 venues across this lake, and every night of the week, they typically have live music. So, but most of our up-and-comers are out of, Springfield, Missouri, Kansas City, St. Louis. Jefferson City has a couple ones that are breaking. But, yeah, we've got a deep pool here, and it's awesome because we all kind of stick together and support.
That's awesome. I think we talked about that last time, too, kind of that family aspect of bands down in Missouri. And I know you've been able to play some shows. You're trying to get some other Missouri bands out there with you. And Russ, you and I talked, I think, during kind of maybe one of the heights of COVID last time and how things were going. But, dude, you're getting to play some shows now. Just it's a very generic question. It's a question I've asked a few bands, but just the feeling of being back out there and playing shows again.
Absolutely amazing. We weren't sure how it would come back, when it would come back. But what we're seeing is that it is a quick build back to normality. First shows were a little light because of the fears of COVID and things as far as turnout and such, but that should be expected. People are taking their precautions and they're still concerned, and we understand that. But we had a stellar turnout last show, and even with the onset of a tremendous storm that just about ruined the whole event. But we were on that bill with Kingdom Collapse and four other bands that were just all incredible, just stacked lineup. But people are coming back. It's all coming back. We're excited to be, I guess maybe we timed it right because we're dropping this single and we're hitting the road and we got shows lined up. So it's all good on our end.
And Bring Me Back is that single that you just mentioned. You guys can be back on the Artist Spotlight here on August 4th. And Russ, as you know, when we talked last time, man, I always love getting some info on the song. So what inspired the song for you guys?
This song has went through some changes, man. It honestly, it was written about 6 or 7 years ago, around the time of a loss of a former band member from a previous project I was in. And it doesn't necessarily come from, death exactly. It also comes from the struggle that a lot of us feel out here with depression and things that we sometimes lose ourselves. So Bring Me Back isn't necessarily something back from the edge of death. It's also just as a human being with emotions and things that sometimes we just need a circle around us to help pull us back from the edge. And, flash forward to when we actually released the song versus when I wrote it, because I had done an acoustic version of it years and years ago, and it was actually titled differently. But when I was in the studio, and not to bring the conversation down at all, but I lost my mom in May, and she had a stroke in January, and we knew we were coming in to track this song with Chris Dawson out of Orthotic Studios. And we ended up out there in March, and she had been in the hospital from January to March. And right after we left the studio, we couldn't see her because of COVID. And right after I left the studio, I got back to Missouri and immediately headed to Arizona and pulled her out of a facility she was in to get her back to Missouri because she's getting terrible care down there. And I tell you, if you've got anybody out there, elderly, if you ever consider putting them into a facility, she was there not by her own choice, but because of the rehab situation she was in. They didn't care for her, Ryan. It was tragic. And when I showed up there, they wouldn't let me in. We demanded her to come out. We basically took her out of there with force and put her on a med transport back to Missouri. And she had a good, hard 6-week fight, got to visit with all the family, which was good, but we lost her May 10th. And this song took on a whole new meaning to me because we were in there tracking this at some of the darkest moments of all of that. So the vocals or the lyrics were passionate. We worked a few things with Chris. And it just came out such I don't know, such a heartfelt tune and emotional ride for me. And I'd be lying if I say that sometimes when we don't enter into this chorus that I don't get choked up.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song. It's one of the things I like about you guys too, is, you know, there's always a lot of emotion into it. And I don't know if you guys purposely released the song at this time, but it seems like it's maybe the perfect combination of, you know, Bring Me Back, you know, people trying to find themselves and everything else. And that's kind of what I got out of it. And we're also getting back into things, as you said, with shows. So was that planned, or did it just work out that way to kind of have a song that seems really fitting to finally kind of bring yourself back, but we're also getting back into doing things as humans?
Well, we'd love to say that it was planned, but it really wasn't. But, you know, I write lyrics from an aspect that I feel you can take five different people, and those five different people could pull different emotions or feelings, or, you know, ideas from those lyrics. And it's not necessarily so open-ended, it's not as targeted either, where we're just speaking of one thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody can, you know, you watch a movie, you know, two people get a different take from it, you know, so it's just like that. But no, I wish we could say that we, you know, time didn't plan at all, but I mean, I don't think anybody could plan anything over this last year and a half with any confidence in that it, you know, everything's going to fall out just right. So,
well, dude, I'm glad it worked out this way. It seems kind of cool. It's nice coincidence that it worked out. It worked out this way. I told you I had interviewed, Eric of Awaiting Eli the other day. It's another band that's worked with Chris Dawson. I asked him, you know, what's the, some of the great things about working with Chris, because, you know, he's been on with Any Given Sin. You see Saul, those bands that are making some nice headway here in the active rock world on things. So for you, what's that experience like working with Chris? Because it seems like he's got this great touch, and it seems like he brings out a lot of great in musicians.
Well, the one thing I do love about Chris is honesty. You know, we as artists need honesty. And if something's not working, we need, you know, sometimes we need to be told. And how you take that as an artist is, you know, kind of separates some of us as well. But, you know, Sail to Silence and From Ashes, which was kind of an in-between single that was going to be a deeper cut on the album, but we went ahead and dropped it because the album has been pushed back due to COVID issues. And we did go through some member changes and things. So, you know, once we got all that lined out, we had never stepped in the room with Chris until March when we tracked Bring Me Back. All the other stuff had been remote. So, and honestly, Tyler and I were the only ones who went to the studio with him. And it was very laid back. We tracked this thing in just a very short time, and we had a lot of the ideas worked out remotely. So it was super chill. The work was done so quickly. I'm just stoked. He's just so easy to work with and so talented. And man, he's just got a great ear for what works.
Now, you guys going to be working with him any more this year? Kind of what's 2021 look like for you guys when it comes to new music? Do you want to get albums out there, EPs, or kind of what's the best thing? What's the plan for you guys, and maybe what works best for you guys now?
We're sitting on another one that Chris is working on with us right now. That was actually recorded before Bring Me Back, but we knew that Bring Me Back was the single we wanted to focus on. So that song will be probably more than likely the follow-up. And that may be it for what we release off the debut album as far as singles, but we're looking to try to target. We were on the December 2020 timeframe for the album initially. Mm-hmm. We pushed that back to the end of 2021, so maybe December, January of 22. You know, we've kind of approached this as a single-driven band with the thought that we were just going to keep content coming. And, you know, it's a content-driven world. Albums don't always, you know, you drop an album with 10 songs on it, only release two singles. A lot of good songs sometimes go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. Not that everyone would be a single, obviously, but you know, I think that a lot get lost in that. So we were hesitant, being a new band dropping a debut album. We just didn't know what approach would be best. So we're still wading through those waters and feeling it out, but extremely excited about the progress we've made. Sail to Silence did amazing for us and helped us get a little bit of a foothold. So But I would say expect that album. We are actually in talks with a couple companies right now. So if those talks go well, things may shift. You know, we're fully independent as of now, and we're talking with management and labels and things, and hoping that some of that pans out fairly quickly, because then they can tell us, hey, you're getting an album out here in 6 months.
Awesome.
I just want to play music, man. Everybody else can tell me what to do, you know, and then I'll just play the guitar and sing, man. You know, I'll write the stuff, and you tell us where we got to go to play it. So.
Awesome. I love it, man. Well, good. We need some positive things here to kind of get end out this year, get going 2022. So good, man. I'm glad there's a lot of positive things on the horizon for you guys, and time to shift things, Russ, to something maybe not so positive, or hopefully there's a good story behind it. But I told you there's with the new music podcast we're doing here on the station, it's, you know, obviously wanting to talk about the music and the songs that we're playing or featuring or whatever it happens to be, but want to kind of get some more out of the box kind of questions out there too. And the first one I had for you, man, your worst stage injury up there. It doesn't have to be with Etched in Embers, or maybe it is with Etched in Embers, but the worst stage injury you've ever had.
Well, you had, when you, you know, when I looked over through our correspondence, I was like, I got one for sure on this deal because it was bad. At Remington's down in Springfield, Missouri, their stage had a section in the middle that was not built as well as it should have been. And over the course of the night, it developed this hole in there. And I stepped right down in there and totally twisted my leg all the way around and did not realize how bad it was until the next day when my ankle and calf all the way down to my foot were all the same size. It was unreal. It was not broke, but it was a major, major sprain. And, you know, that's the power of music, I guess. No alcohol involved whatsoever. It was just adrenaline, music. Had no clue of how severe it was. But I was walking around with a crutch for a while over that deal. But luckily, no long-term damage from it. So I'm fortunate not to have taken a big face plant running around the stage like I do. You would think that would happen a lot more often, getting tripped up in something and just face planting. But none of those super embarrassing moments that can and do happen.
Yeah, you just fell through a stage. You just did the opposite.
Well, yeah, not completely. down to about my knee, and when it went, I was running the other direction, so twisted around. Just put such a tweak on that ankle. And, you know, the knee probably took a little bit of damage there, too, because I can tell you that knee's not quite as strong as the other one. So
it can feel when severe weather's moving on in, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, it, for real, humidity and stuff like that, or, I mean, even the cold, I guess. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, you can get them joint pains, man.
Now, Russ, to stay on shows, but a more fun experience when it comes to shows. Obviously, with me, I'm not a musician. You know, like you and I talked about Rock Fest a bit before we got going, and just, you know, me going out there, and it was just so nice to be back around live music. But when you attend a show yourself, while you're not on tour, while you're not playing at a festival or whatever it is, you just go out there on your own free time. What's the experience like for you when you go check out a show? Are you still just a fan, or do you kind of find yourself analyzing things a little bit more?
You know, I let all that go. I kind of kick myself sometimes because I am just a fan. I'm not there as a musician. And I go with friends or bandmates, and they're like, oh, yeah, did she was playing this? Man, I was checking his rig out. And I'm like, man, I was just listening to music. You know, I'm front row getting beat up and delivering it out myself and just, you know, hoping to make it out alive some nights. But I am there front and center if I can be. And rocking out, and I don't pay one bit of attention other than to the music. So I couldn't tell you what guitar he played, what his rig was. I couldn't tell you that. You know, it's more of an experience to step out of that end of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to go back and catch some shows. It's been a minute, obviously. So, yeah. You know, we were offered a slot on the Rocklahoma, like the stages they have out there. We just couldn't pull that off. And I was like, my gosh, why? Why did we have to have something conflicting here? Because I really just wanted to go enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But no, I'm there totally as a fan, not as a common interest or, you know, in the same field. I'm there just to enjoy it. So that's awesome. The time we let go and just enjoy ourselves.
Awesome. Very cool. And Russ, last question I had for you, man, this is one that's been a lot of fun for me to ask as well, because the answers have been fun. They've been interesting. They've been, you know, good heartfelt kind of answers too, but some good rock and metal lessons for life. Something in your world where it's like, hey, we're in a band, you live the rock and roll lifestyle, but some good lessons that people can apply to life from that rock and metal world.
Head down, power forward, shake it off when you feel, you know, one thing being a musician and in the spotlight is, you know, there are things that we could let us eat ourselves up. You know, I don't think any musician out there would be honest with themselves or the public if they said they didn't have a bad night or they didn't, you know, there wasn't something in a show that they got hitched on or just really bothered them. And what I, you know, say to people out there is apply what I apply and, you know, just head down, keep moving forward. Don't let the distractions rule your life. There's a lot of distractions out there. Stay focused on what you're doing. And my gosh, don't take your eye off the prize. And that's not just musicians, that's any field you're in. Anything you want to do, go get it and chase it. That's what we do here. We try to put our head down, stay focused. And that's not to say that we don't, you know, it's not a curvy road, because we, you know, sometimes we end up over in left field where we're like, hey, we need to be over there. That's the right way. But to keep tracking that down, and eventually you're going to see success at it. And that's in anything you do in life. I think that the rock and roll mentality goes to many depths as far as how we can deal with the daily struggles. I don't think any one of us has had every day be just stellar. And it's how you come back that day after is what defines us. So.
Love it. Love it. Great answer for that. And Russ, I lied. I had one more question for you, but it's about the band. Where can everybody follow you guys on the socials? I know you said you got, you know, hopefully that new album's coming out, debut album's coming out here, hopefully in the winter. You got more shows coming up. So where can everybody follow you guys on the socials?
The best way to hit all the social is go to etchedinembers.net. So that's etchedinembers.net. And that website at the top will have links to all the socials there in the YouTube pages. So you can find us, you know, Twitter at Embers Etched, Facebook, Etched in Embers Music, YouTube at Etched in Embers, and then Instagram at Etched in Embers as well. So, but you go to the etchedinembers.net, all those links will be there at the top of the page. And then you can also see what shows we have coming up. We are working on some really good shows and some small tours. That we were going to try to hit this kind of light rather than book a bunch out and then be broken whenever things started to get canceled. And I hope that doesn't happen, but we do want to get back in the studio. We're actually scheduled for studio the end of August. So we'll be back there into August, into September, tracking a couple new singles. So, we're going to try to balance, because we're not going to let we're getting back out there and playing. We're not just going to the studio and holding up for another 6 months. We're going to be playing in the midst of tracking the final tunes on this album.
Awesome. Love it. So again, Russ, dude, I appreciate the time, man. Etched in Embers, new single, Bring Me Back, coming out on August 4th on the Artist Spotlight. So Russ, dude, it's great to catch up, man. Thank you.
Ryan, always, man. Anytime. I appreciate you.